The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. You may have heard it said there is two sure things in life. One is paying taxes, and the other is death. Now, I don't know about paying taxes. I don't think that's true anymore. But death is sure is a certainty in life. Every one of us would day one die. It doesn't matter whether we're young and old, healthy or sick, educated or not educated, everybody dies, and we know this. So my first question for you today is, what do you feel, what do you believe about what happens after death? What do you believe about that? Is there anything after death? Is death the end of things? And it's important for us to know this because we know that one day we will die. So shouldn't we be prepared? Shouldn't we know exactly what our expectations are? I mean, we do this in other ways, in other areas of our life. We prepare for retirement when we're still working. We buy medical insurance while we're still healthy, because we know these things will happen. So what do you believe about what happens after death? Today, over a breakfast or brunch, maybe talk about it. It's what do you believe? I'm not saying we should be obsessed about death, but at least once in a while, think about what do I believe? Am I prepared for what I think believes after death? Now, the church teaches us, based on scriptures, as we heard in that second reading from St. Paul, is that Jesus died and rose from the dead. That's our faith. That's the cornerstone of our faith. Without the resurrection of Christ, Christianity doesn't make sense. Why do you want to live the way of a Jesus that calls to sacrifice, to commitment, giving of yourself, if in the end everybody's going to die and that's it? If there's nothing after this life, then really we should like eat and be merry and take advantage of this life as much as we could, because after we die, there's nothing. We need to seize the moment now. But as you know, as Christians, as Catholics, we believe Jesus rose from the dead, just like he told his disciples. But also Jesus made another promise, that those who will believe, who believe in him, will also rise to eternal life. We just heard that last Sunday. Remember, we were reading from John chapter 6, the Bread of Life discourse. I'm going to read exactly what Jesus said. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. These are the words of Jesus, not from a document that church, somebody in the church wrote, not my words. So either Jesus is telling the truth or he's a liar. And he doesn't say this once, but if you keep reading from John chapter 6, verses 50 and following, which would have been the normal reading for this Sunday if it doesn't fall, happen to be the assumption, Jesus is going to repeat it over and over, unless you eat my body, there is no life in you. And then next Sunday, we got to hear how the disciples of Jesus understood his words. Was he talking literally, or he was just speaking figures of speech? And what was Jesus' response to their reaction to his words? In other places, too, Jesus speaks about that he's the life and the resurrection when he tells Mary and Martha after the brother Lazarus dies. He said, if you believe, he will rise again. So we all, from a Christian perspective, understanding our faith tells us that there is life after death, and that life is life with God for all eternity. Will there be no more death? That's what we believe as Christians, as Catholics. And today, we celebrate the fulfillment of this promise for Mary, the mother of Jesus, the mother of God. Why do we believe that Mary is already in heaven, taken up in heaven, body and spirit? Well, what we believe for us when we die, obviously this body will decompose, but our spirit will continue its journey towards heaven. And that's what we call purgatory. We continue to be purged of our selfishness and grow in love so we can enter into God's presence, the God who is pure and perfect love. We don't know exactly how that's going to happen. But then at the end of time, when Jesus returns again in glory, we all will receive a new body. Not the same body, but a body that will last for all eternity. So for us, there is a lag time between when we die and when we can enter heaven, body and spirit. But for Mary, we believe it happened at the moment of her death. Why? Because Mary, when she was first greeted by the archangel Gabriel, he addressed her as full of grace. She was full of love. And that's why God chose her to be the mother of his son. Then Mary, during her life, after she had Jesus, in the Gospel of John, we read how at the wedding feast of Cana, Mary was the one who kind of pushed Jesus to begin his ministry so that his glory will be visible to his disciples, and they came to believe in him. And Mary also was at the foot of the cross, accepting the will of God for her son to suffer and die. See, Mary, from the beginning, did the will of God. When he asked her to be the mother of Jesus, she said yes. She didn't understand how or what. It wasn't easy for a teenage girl to say, yes, I'm going to get pregnant and convince my town, my family, Joseph, my fiancé, that it's the Holy Spirit. But she said yes. Throughout her life, she kept saying yes to God's will, even if it meant losing her son in one most horrible ways to die. That's why Mary, we believe, was ready to go to heaven. Because Jesus, in two Sundays ago, when the people asked him, what is the work of God? And Jesus said, the work of God is to believe the one whom he sent. Mary believed the words of the angel, the one God sent to tell her what role she has in her God's plan of salvation. That's why we believe that Mary is in heaven, body and spirit, just like we will be one day. So what? How do we do? What we need to do to get to heaven? Well, we need to be like Mary. We need to seek the will of God. We need to find what is and discern what's God's will for me, because that's what's important, not to do good, but to do the will of God, because the will of God is always good. To find what is God's will for me. For each one of us, God has a special purpose, special plan in this life. We're not accidents. We have a purpose, even from before we are born. And God's will for us is to fulfill that purpose, because that's where we're going to live life to the fullest. That's when we are going to feel that sense of accomplishment, sense of fulfillment, sense of meaning and purpose to our lives. So first we have to listen to God. We have to say yes to his will. But then there is a third thing that Jesus talks about last Sunday and continued to talk about. We have to receive his body and blood. Because by ourselves we can never get to heaven. Only through God's help, through God's grace that we receive through the Eucharist, that we can make that transformation. Because the body and blood of Christ is like the yeast that will transform us, help us to die to our selfishness and rise to greater and newer ways of love. Even to the point that when we are ready to love our enemies. We cannot find or deserve heaven on our own. We need to be humble like Mary was and accept the help that God offers us through the Eucharist, through the sacraments, God's grace, God's power to enable us to be transformed. And that's why it's essential for us to come to Mass. Or else we're saying, well, you know, I can get to heaven on my own. I believe in heaven, I believe in God, but I don't need God's help. That's not how Mary lived her life. She recognized she only can do it with the help of God. And she remained faithful throughout her life. So two things, your homework till next Sunday. Read John chapter 6, especially verses 50 and forward that we, like I said, we missed them this Sunday. Because next Sunday will depend on what Jesus said in those verses. And then begin to talk with your family, friends. What do you believe will happen after death? Are you ready for that, what we know will sure happen to each one of us?